We've got the injuries. Jeff Allen won't practice today with a groin injury strain. Anthony Fasano won't practice today, but is getting better. Brandon Flowers won't practice today. Again, he's getting better. Most of the swelling is out of his knee. And then Travis Kelsey won't practice with a bone bruise. And Kendrick Lewis with an ankle sprain won't practice today. On a more positive note, Justin Houston, again, was the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. So congratulations to him. Listen, we had a couple days here to prepare for the Giants, and then today we come back after a day off yesterday and look forward to the challenge of playing a good Giant football team. And we don't worry about records. We know they're well coached, and we know they have good football players. And so it's important that we get ourselves right and make sure that we're ready to play against this football team. And so our guys are going to go about that today. We did the walkthrough this morning. We look forward to getting everybody out here this afternoon and practicing. Time's yours.
Andy, is there sometimes too much time to over-prepare when you have that extra 3 or 4 days?
Well, you make sure you don't do that. I mean, that's you make sure you keep it where the players can play, and you don't overload with a gazillion new plays. That's not how you go about it. Our guys are aware of that. I mean, we've got some veteran coaches that are aware of that, so made sure we kept it right there.
Based on the way that they played on offense and the way that Eli's been sacked a lot, are your guys on defense licking their chops, ready to go?
Well, listen, we know what kind of players they have. They've got good football players, and sometimes never as good as you think, never as bad as you think in the National Football League. There's too much parity in this league and you start getting caught up in all that stuff. Detracts from really what you're trying to do, and that's get better as a football team in all three phases. So that's where our emphasis is going. We respect them, and we know what they've got all the way around. So it's important that we continue to work on getting better.
Talk about, you know, your experiences going against him. What are his teams like?
Well, listen, we're good friends on the side. So I respect him as a man, and I respect him as a Hall of Fame coach, so future Hall of Fame coach. And so I didn't know it was that many times. That means we're getting old. it's obviously not about us. It's about our guys and the guys that are out there playing and our coaches that are coaching, so he's probably telling his guys the same thing. Let's go play and prepare ourselves the right way.
Knowing Tom as you do, how good is he at blocking out the distractions and people saying stuff about his job and all that?
Yeah, listen, you don't survive that long in New York City without being able to do that. He's a tough-minded guy.
You've had a lot of success recently against his team. Why is that?
Oh, I don't even know what our record is. I mean, I honestly don't get caught up in all that stuff. I know how good a coach he is, and I know how good their team is. So, I can't even tell you what any records are. That's the last thing on my mind.
Andy, with regard to Justin Houston, what's the limit for him? What's he capable of giving you guys over the course of the year?
Well, he's got to continue to work. Sure. I mean, we're early in the season here, and so the better you do, the better the teams, they know who you are. It's no secret. And so you're going to be everybody's A game when they're playing against every player's A game when they play against you. So you got to prepare yourself that way and make sure that you take care of your business. Make sure you continue to get better. Make sure that you study yourself, self-scout yourself, and learn from the mistakes that you make, and then get better at those things that you're already good at. You know, keep adding to the repertoire of moves and so on that you do.
Every coach and team, like, says game to game, they're all the same. This bunch is 0-3, man. This could be their season. Is that different? Have you been at that point before as a coach, where maybe this team you're facing this week has their season on the brink?
Unless you stay in it long enough, you've experienced a few of those things. So I've had seasons where things didn't start well, but I'm not caught up in their record. I don't get involved in that. If you do that, that becomes a problem. It takes away from you getting yourself right. And we're third game of the season. I mean, this is a 16-game season, right? And so you got to make sure that you take care of your business. You do it every week. Respect and study your opponent. Focus in on your job. Get better.
Desperate team is no more dangerous than anyone else.
Well, you don't. That's not where you're at. Who's to say, right? How do you manage that? You can't. Every team in this league is dangerous, and so you prepare yourself to get yourself better. Too much parity in this league. Good coaching, good players. That's what they got.
Have you seen? You've talked at length about the attitude of your team, the work ethic of your team. At 3-0, have you seen any celebration? Any taking a deep breath and kind of slowing that down?
I haven't seen any of that. I haven't. So our guys, they've been coming to work and doing their thing. Do they have great personality? Yeah, they've had good personality since I've been here. They've let those show, and I wouldn't expect that to change. But they're a humble group. They're willing to work. And so I haven't seen anything that has altered from week one to now. I mean, that's kind of the approach they've taken.
You guys have done a good job finishing games the last couple of weeks in the fourth quarter offensively. Is that something you guys have stressed as to why you've been able to have that success?
Well, you keep working throughout the game, and you fix the problems. I mean, that's we've had a few issues early offensively. We've been able to work through those and get better as we went on. You've got to do that. You're going to have highs and lows during the game. You got to work through all of those and try to consistently get better as you go. The guys have kind of gone about their business that way. Well, I did a lot of that in college. His quarterback was a kid that I ended up drafting, Kevin Cobb, so I saw plenty of tape of him, you know, early. And even though I believe he's a year ahead of Kevin, I believe. But I saw enough tape on him to know how good he was. And so he's familiar with that, doing those things. He's done a little bit of that in this league. Probably not as much as he had the other night. He hadn't done that much for us until the other night. So, but he sure did it well.